Y'all hold that thought. You still got it in your mind. What was Jordan singing? All of my fears, like Jericho walls, got to come down. That's what he said, right? I've had two really strong things this week. And one of them had to do with fears. I was going to go there last, but we're going to go there now. I want everybody to stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Say, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me out of all my fears. Let's do it again. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me out of all my fears. Let's do it again. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me out of all of my fears. Did you? Did you seek the Lord? And then what happened? Well, in order to deliver you, you had to be willing to let him go. That's right, son, go for it. That's the 34th Psalm, the fourth verse. Y'all can be seated. While you're sitting, while we're here, I want you to go into your mind and think about what you dread. What you dread, what you want to flee from, what is there in your life that's causing you not just to be afraid, but dread. In the 34th Psalm, 4th verse, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me out of all of my fears. I'm really familiar with that verse of scripture. I know most of y'all are. Actually, going through it all week long, thinking about it. But then I was prompted to go and look up the word for fears there. He delivered me out of all of my fears. And a really odd thing presented itself, and that's the word there for fears. In the Old Testament, in the Hebrew, there's over 300 times that a word, which is yare, appears. And that's what you normally see when you see fear or fears. And that word means to be afraid. And that's what we usually think about when we think about fear. You're afraid. You know, it causes you to tremble. It's also used in that idea of the reverential fear of the Lord. The angel of the Lord shows up, God shows himself to you, and you are, quote, sore afraid, right? You're trembling, you're afraid, you're scared is the word we use. That's not this word. In fact, this word is only used, depending on which Hebrew text you're looking at, either two or three times. And one of those times, it's actually translated granary. Granary, that's what I said. I was reading it, I went, say, do what? It's translated fear. It's translated fear, fears, one time, and that's here. There's gets into too much. There is another text out there that has one other time. That's the word that we're looking at. Magura. Magura. And this word is not like to be afraid or to be trembling. And that's why, you know, how can you possibly put barn, which is I think the way the King James does it, and fear together. Does that sound interesting to you? No?
No.
Let me tell you something. It's really, 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 really interesting to me. How can a granary a word that's translated granary. That is a storehouse for seed. How can this same word be translated fear? But it is right here. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me out of all of my fears. Now, hear what I'm saying. This is for people this morning, okay? Hear what I'm saying. That word, the best translation of that word is dread. Say dread.
Dread.
Dread. It's what's there. It's what's there inside you. It's not like being scared. That comes on from the outside, not the inside. This is inside you. And it's like there's nothing you can do about it. You every time your mind goes there, there's that bad feeling. You dread it. You don't want to think about it. You try to keep from thinking about it. But it's deep down inside you. It's not even sometimes, just most of the time actually, not just mental. It's down inside you. It's an emotional thing that happens, and even possibly down into your spirit. It's something that you dread. Y'all been thinking while I've been talking? What is it that you dread? What is that thing that you just dread? Would you like to get delivered from it? Okay. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me out of all of my fears. Not just being afraid, not just being trembling, kind of scared, but that dread down inside you. And that's why this word is also used for a granary. A granary is a storehouse for seed. That's the picture of the word, a storehouse for seed. We understand that words are seed, right? We understand that seeds, you plant them and they'll grow, right? Okay, that's what this fear is. This fear is a seed that somewhere along the line got planted in you, and it began to grow, and it seemed like there wasn't anything you could even do about it. It just stays there. It's not a trembling. It's not an afraid. It's a dread. Like, we have all these stupid sayings. You know, like, when's the other shoe going to drop? Right? You know, no good deed goes unpunished. Absolute stupid, foolish stuff that we allow, but that's the description of what we're talking about. It gets down in there, and you can't seem to get it out. I actually know people who, from their childhood, have a particular, quote, fear, but it's not like a thing that causes their heart to beat, you know, twice as much. It's that thing, that's that awful feeling inside every time you think about, probably this is going to happen. I know somewhere along the line this is going to take place, or that person's going to do that, or maybe something in your life that you want pushed out of the way, and you are, quote, afraid that somebody is going to find out about it. It's a dread. It's something that you dread. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me out from all of my fears. Immediately, what most of you who are acquainted with the book should have thought about, anybody want to tell me what it is?